Hello, and welcome to My Streaming Bubble, the podcast where I talk about the shows that I love with the people I tolerate. I'm your host, Jen, and despite my better judgment, I'm back with another Watch and React mini-bubble of HBO's The Last of Us. And I've somehow managed to make it to episode 6, Kin. So I am done guessing what type of episode are going to be coming my way with these last few. Whether it's going to be an ugly cry, ugly scream, or an ugly all the things, I'm just kind of anticipating the worst. So before we get started, just a real quick recap of episode 5, Endure and Survive. I thought that episode, that was so fucking good, and it was so heartbreaking, and it had its fair share of just wonderfully shocking moments. From the obvious of Henry and Sam's deaths and those not going how I thought they would go. And the fact that I didn't think Henry was going to die, at least not immediately. So that was, that was so fucking heartbreaking. Still recovering from that one as well. And then Kathleen not being a seasoned baddie or even a more than two episode baddie, so that was kind of fun and interesting. So it was good to see her finally let go of her vendetta against Henry, so hopefully she can be at peace now or in pieces, whatever. And then of course the fucking sinkhole with the infected, just insanely fast and gross looking and scary, and then that big nasty fucker just all, that was one nasty, bloaty, blobby thing. So disgusting. Loved it so much. And I feel like, because again, I haven't played the game, so I don't know anything about this world. So I don't know how many different types of infected there are. I feel like there are multiple types somehow, some reason. I don't know. I don't know if I want to know. It's really kind of gross and terrifying, but there's only really one way for sure to know. So I'm not going to delay the pain any longer. I'm just going to rip this Band-Aid right the fuck off and get on with episode 6. So I got the episode queued up on HBO Ovaries, and the image that they have for this episode, the actress, I was like, fuck, she looks really familiar. Is that Tara from True Blood? So I had to look it up to be sure. And yes, it's Rutina Wesley, best known for Tara on True Blood, which I loved that show a lot. Very, very obsessed with that show, even though towards the end it got to be kind of felt like I was just trudging through. But anyway, the way this series, The Last of Us, is going, I don't expect Rutina's character in this episode to last. I can't set myself up for heartache. But I guess my only hope is that this character she's portraying gets a better send-off than her character in True Blood, because if I remember correctly, she had an off-screen death, and that's just kind of bullshit. So, all right, let's go ahead and hit play. Sit through that previously on. Oh, God, they're going to show their deaths again, aren't they? They love doing that. Fuck. All right, here we go. Not looking forward to that part. Okay, so Kathleen's brother was the leader of the resistance. I must have missed that bit in the last episode. I thought she was. See, there's that big fucking thing again. Ugh! Oh, no. There's Sam's infected spot. Ellie trying to blood sibling her way. Oh, no! Stay awake with me. No! Ah, okay. They didn't show the whole thing. They did. Oh, thank God. For once, I'm really happy. I don't think I could have handled it. Oh, do my nervous laugh. You know, with regard to the intro again, and more, it definitely seems like more series are doing these kind of longer, but not too long, intros that kind of tell a story within itself. So I kind of thought about it over this last week, and Bad Sisters had a great introduction, and it kind of showed all the things. Why are they starting with Henry pointing the gun at Joel? Why are we here? No. No! I fucking hate this show. 3 months later. But yes, more shows are doing these kind of intros, and a lot of them are really well done. Is the point I was getting at. Oh, God, what am I doing? Oh, who are these folks? People Joel and Ellie have happened upon.
What about the fireflies? We get those in the summer. Not the bugs, the people. There are firefly people?
There are firefly people? I like this couple. He's fine, just a little panic attack. Now, I'm not an expert, but don't they need to field dress that bunny? Like, they can't just carry it around all still furry and not skinned and cut up? From the Discovery Plus shows my husband watches. Yeah, give her a little swig. It's the fucking apocalypse. I like Joel's sheep farm idea, but swap sheep for goats. Sally Ride is the best astronaut name ever. Good call, Ellie.
I was quiet. I checked my six. I looked the tracks. I found the high ground.
She found the high ground. Sorry, my oldest has been screaming about the high ground for like the last week. I don't know if I like this river of death stuff. Plus, it's winter and it's snowy. It's easy to see their tracks. It's not a bad idea for her to learn how to hunt and learn how to do the dressing, which I'm glad they mentioned. Oof, those people came out of nowhere. Whew, that was tense. With the infected sniffing dog. Oh, it looks like a nice little settlement. Wheelchair accessible.
Tommy!
Yay! I mean, it would make sense that they would find each other in this episode since it's titled Kin. Something's gonna happen to Tommy, right? Isn't there? Something terrible?
There's more if you need it.
Ellie's acting all like a tough ass.
Oh shit. Congrats.
Oh shit, congrats. Sheep.
So, communism.
Nah.
No way. That's
our one. Tommy didn't like hearing that. Alright, so maybe Maria won't die, but just because a character's pregnant does not save them from death. Game of Thrones. Period cup. I'm worried about what Tommy's gonna do with the information about Ellie. Is he gonna tell? Come on, Tommy, help your brother out. That's a good Tommy. I like that Joel, this very stoic, strong character, had that moment of vulnerability with his brother Tommy and just kind of breaking it down, his fears and everything, to like the one person he can trust. And then now Ellie is having a vulnerable moment with Joel and letting her know about her fears, her loss, being left behind. Ugh. They just need to be vulnerable and both open up. Yeah, something's gonna happen to Tommy. I like that Joel gave Ellie the choice of who to go with. Love to see it. All right, so nothing's going to happen to Tommy. I'm not complaining, just for the record. I'm relieved. God, at this point, I just feel like I'm always waiting for someone to die or for something terrible to happen. So on edge. I like that Joel is showing Ellie how to shoot the rifle.
Contractor.
That's pretty cool. The contractor. We're cool. Everybody loves contractors. Oh God, now he's explaining football. If you make it to 10 yards, then you're basically just moving in one direction. Basically. It's violent. Moving in one direction, but violent.
Easy days. I don't know what
time it is, so afraid of. Time to find out. God damn it. Everything's been a little too nice in this episode. Now he's explaining universities, colleges. Why do I feel like when Joel does sing for her, it's going to be like a really sad moment? I like that Joel didn't wrap like the harness leash thing for the horse, like super tight around the tree branch. Kind of like a just in case the horse needs to get away from anything. That's nice. It's thoughtful. You hear a weird noise in an old creepy abandoned building. So yes, go towards it. Oh, just a monkey. Couple of monkeys. Raiders. Oh! Just snapped his neck. Oh, fuck, he got stabbed up! With like a big old railroad tie. Oh! Oh, no! Oh, damn. Oof, what an ending. Nice little kind of cliffhanger there. Joel's been stabbed with a railroad nail, and which looked really painful. That thing was fucking huge. Oh, hopefully he makes it. I don't know. Does Joel survive, like, in the game? I assumed so. I really just don't even know what to expect from this show anymore. But another good episode. Not a whole lot of action. A more emotional kind of reuniting of Joel and his brother Tommy. And kind of catching up with Tommy just a little bit to see that he is with Maria, partnered, married, whatever. She's pregnant. And they're living in this well-functioning town called Jackson, I think it was. And it's all out in the middle of nowhere. And they no radio communication, so they're able to kind of keep their location and everything more hush-hush. I liked Tommy's line about a bad reputation doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person. So I thought that was, I really liked that as a way to kind of show how they're able to survive and thrive. And I like that when Joel was like, oh, so like communism. And Maria was like, well, you know, yes, we live in a commune. And Tommy just kind of had that moment of like he just didn't like hearing that. And it's like in the apocalypse when you're trying to survive, communism, capitalism, what does it fucking matter? It's survivorism. So I just thought that was kind of fun and interesting. This felt like another, aside from kind of these emotional moments, you know, and Joel opening up and being vulnerable and Ellie opening up and being vulnerable, there was still some fun, funny, lighthearted moments, more character development and building between Joel and Ellie and really kind of establishing their connection and her trust and kind of dependency on him at this point. And I don't mean that like in a bad way, but that dependency is tied to this trust that she has for him after experiencing the amount of loss that she's experienced. And while Joel tries to call her out on what do you know about loss, you know, she's a child of the apocalypse. I'm sure that's all she's ever known is pain and loss. And especially to experience any of that before the age of 14 is going to weigh very heavily on the kid. So while Joel has experienced loss and he carries it with him and he chooses not to deal with it, Ellie has all this loss and she kind of chooses not to deal with it, but she acknowledges that it's there, at least in a way, it seems like. So yeah, that's kind of fun to see between the difference between the two of them in that sense. A little more bits about life before the apocalypse and all the things that Ellie doesn't know and all these things that seem so trivial and silly and foolish, movies, boys, dating, this and that. And because, again, all she knows is how to survive in this very shitty apocalypse of infected fast zombie type. So I'm glad that, you know, aside from Joel getting stabbed up, I'm glad everyone else lived. Well, except for that one raider, but no, whatever. So because this show just has me so worried for every single character they introduce. So it's nice to see a couple of them survive, and hopefully Joel and Ellie are able to maybe somehow make it back to Tommy and Maria and back to Jackson and somehow gets help, or I don't know, maybe some hermit type survivalist tucked away in the woods or mountains comes upon them and helps them because they're near train tracks, so maybe someone happens upon them coming down the tracks. I don't know. Yeah, and it's, aside from the raiders, this was a nice episode in that we see people not being terrible. We see this community thriving, operating cohesively, and everyone just kind of with that same goal of surviving and maybe trying to, I don't know that, it doesn't seem like they have the big lofty goals to like really expand or anything and retake humanity, but they are definitely making the best out of a shitty situation. So it's always nice to see these nicer communities where everyone gets along and they are able to enjoy some of the finer things in life pre and post apocalypse. So this was a nice episode. Again, other than just kind of that ending part, but I'm hopeful that Joel will make it and we'll find out in episode 7. So my stomach's growling. I think it's time to start wrapping it up. So let me know what you thought of today's episode, or if you have any suggestions for future episodes, you can send an email to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Twitter as streamingbubble, no my in that. Or you can pop over to Facebook and Instagram and find me as mystreamingbubble and give me a follow there. And also, don't forget to rate, review, follow, share this podcast wherever you get your podcast fix. And as always, my lovely bubblies, thank you for listening and keep streaming. Bye.